T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I do want to talk about the Steelers running back situation, but I'm still reeling from Chris saying last hour that in the middle of the Steelers game, he went up to hang Christmas lights and a neighbor said, "Don't you have to watch the game?" And the reason why I'm reeling is because now I have loved ones texting me and saying, "If Chris can do that during the game, why can't you pause the game and run errands?"
Let me just tell you right now that I jokingly said to Alex, because I had a feeling I would bring it up on the air today. I jokingly said to Alex, if I mention this, Andrew is going to get in tons of trouble because I'm out here being husband of the year material. She rolled her eyes very hard at husband of the year material, but did not dispute that you would probably get potentially
what was wrong bothered by this. With a 4:30 kickoff for the lights to go up on the house? Why not wait until that point? I mean, there's still, you still would have had daylight. If you get out there when the game ends, you still would have had 45 minutes to an hour.
Lennox was asleep. No. Lennox was asleep when we did this. That's the entire thrust of
why
we were
out there. But can't you take one of those monitors if you're right outside that tells you when he moves around, when you hear a stirring of a baby?
Oh, we don't even wake him. Like, when he starts to wake up, we give him like a full 20 minutes in the crib because he can come out real cranky out of the chute here. But no, it's just you
wait. So you went outside
while
he was sleeping?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. So when I'm confused here. What was going to prevent you from doing it when he was up? He was going to be such a cantankerous little SOB that he was going to keep you guys from hanging lights?
If he was up and downstairs and had been removed from his crib, he is a wily enough veteran already at 2 years old that he can get himself into some jackpots that would require medical attention if he was not supervised.
This one hurts. This hurts real bad because let me paint a picture for you of what was happening to me yesterday. We're getting ready to move next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got some stuff in my parents' house, some stuff in a storage unit, a little bit of everywhere.
Yep.
And my wife says, "Why don't we get everything organized so that when it's time to move, you can just grab the stuff in the order I want you to grab it and we'll have it ready." That sounds great, except we waited so long that it took into the beginning of the Steeler game. We drop the kids off at my mother-in-law's, and I say to her, like, "Look, I don't want to be that guy that's the stereotypical, like, hey, honey, you know, the Steeler game's on. I got to watch it. This is my job. This isn't typical guy ignoring family to watch the game. This is what I have to do for a job." We had this argument yesterday, and now today I got to hear that she's probably at home listening to this, and hears, "Well, Chris was hanging lights, and you couldn't be bothered to do this."
You know who would be very, very, very embarrassed for you and be very ashamed of your behavior? The fat guy at the Jaguars game yesterday. Steelers overalls.
How do you know he didn't hang his Christmas lights early?
That's right. I mean, he knew enough to not have it interfere with a game. You got 3 hours a week that you protect and say, "You can ask me to do all kinds of stuff, but just know from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, I'm busy." That's all.
No, that's what the selfish husband says.
No, it's not. It's work. You're not doing it because
you're
just entertained.
We've gone over this. I can still do my job, which is to watch the game after the game has finished.
Yeah, but you put it in jeopardy for the rest of us.
No, I don't want to hear.
So what I'm really doing is just pulling back the veil and making it tougher for other husbands.
It's not the same viewing experience when you watch it back.
That's
later.
Your opinion.
Aren't you supposed
That's
to
your opinion.
Social media engage with people during the game? Nobody's engaging.
Yeah,
in that
I did
3 hours later.
I might have tweeted like more than Pony during yesterday's game, and I got a little endorphin rush from tweeting some clever things, and that was about it. Those people don't want to hear from me. They all think I'm a Browns fan who was born in Parma.
A real Steelers fan doesn't want to wait an extra 2 hours to watch the game and see what happened. And there's no way, for example,
who are you to determine whether or not real Steelers fans want to do that or not?
Do you think that real Steelers fans, for example, Thursday night will say, "Oh, it's a big game against the Ravens. I'll just put the thing on DVR. I'll spend Thanksgiving with my family. I guess I'll get around to watching the game Friday morning."
Thanksgiving is still going at like 9:15.
Some people eat late. Some people have a dessert at night. Some people are still hanging out with family. Craig's not allowed to have the TV on with his family on Thanksgiving.
Hold on. That's during Thanksgiving dinner. That won't mess with this game. You're telling me that people in Pittsburgh, Steelers fans, far and wide, not just Pittsburgh, aren't capable of eating a slice of pumpkin pie and maybe drinking like a little Irish coffee while watching the game? Is that what you're trying to tell me here?
They are, but you missed the point. I'm saying that in a big game, and to me, every Steelers game is a big game, you don't want to watch it back later. You don't want to have it delayed.
No, I love watching. I actually enjoyed watching the game live. I did, the way that you always say, but I am a man who is capable of swallowing my pride.
I am getting inundated.
Sacrificing for my family.
Craig.
Tweets from people, DMs from people. This one guy says, "Is Chris a rat?" Another guy just DM me, "Chris 100% screwed you and Andrew." I agree with all that.
Yeah, so do I. You're telling me,
choice of words
you were
there.
Telling me if that was during a Steelers playoff game, you would have put those lights up?
If I would have had to.
Dude, you are out of your mind.
Hard hat overall guy is probably losing his mind right now when he hears that.
I have to expect him to burst through this wall like Kool-Aid Man over comments like that. You would put off a Steelers playoff game for Christmas lights?
If I had to do
Where's it end? The Super Bowl? You going to watch the Super Bowl a little bit later? Oh, you know what? We got to take the Christmas lights down. You know what, honey?
You leave your Christmas lights up that long? My Christmas lights are down way before the Super Bowl, my friend.
You know what, honey? Boswell's lining up for a 45-yard field goal that's going to send the Steelers to the Super Bowl. I can watch this, you know, tomorrow. I think we could just put this
on pause. Now you're trafficking in hyperbole because you know inherently in the depths of your soul, both of you know that I am just being an altruistic good person. I can watch a 10-second field goal attempt anytime. I put up the lights. It took about 20 minutes. I had a neighbor make a very funny, like, random comment about why I wasn't watching the game.
I understand that life gets in the way. I get that. That there are things that take precedent. I just happen to believe that putting lights up more than a month before the holidays does not constitute putting a Steelers game on the back burner. There are absolutely things that come first before viewing a football game. I get that. Life will intercede sometimes and interrupt. But the lights thing just is not big enough for me.
I missed the third quarter, which means I actually got one over on all you guys watching it live, you suckers. Because what did you describe that as? One of the worst quarters of football, period, that you've ever seen? I, however, was having my wife literally call me Clark Griswold and being husband of the year. Our buddy Zach, one of our most loyal listeners, I'm with Chris. I've DVR'd games when I worked at GameStop, stayed off social media, didn't listen to the radio. It makes us even better
fans. Yeah, because he was at work.
Yeah, he didn't have a choice.
This is our job.
Exactly. The man was stuck in a situation where he did not have the luxury that you have, where you can always, whenever you feel like it, tell your wife, look,
I have the luxury of not having to work right then and there. What better way to utilize the luxury that I am afforded by what my job is than to help others with some of that?
My wife hates my guts.
Yes, she does.
And she
just stop right there. Okay, next segment.
She was even willing to concede, hey, we need to move these bins during the next commercial break, maybe halftime. So the next time you got to hang lights, just say, hey, even Craig's wife lets him do this.
My wife came into the living room. Son is asleep upstairs. She said, hey, you want to help me hang these Christmas lights, Clark? And I kind of gave her a side eye for a second. Then I looked back and realized, I said, I'll be right out, Ellen.
Oh, God.
The worst.
Yesterday, we were in a situation where we were running a ton of errands, and we were cutting it close to the pregame. I like to be on my couch in front of the TV right at noon, so I get the full pregame experience. And I was getting antsy and restless, and Amanda picked up on that, and she said, I will drop you off at home, and then I will continue with the errands just to make sure.
Your pregnant wife.
Yes.
What a wife. What a great woman.
She understands how the whole solar system works. That everything is revolving around the sun. Which in this case is Steelers Jaguars at 1 o'clock. And everything is just revolving around that. Everything
heliocentric
else.
Universe where everything revolves around
Correct.
The sun. No, it is a Yinzer-centric universe.
I don't disagree with a single word Andrew has said yet, and I disagree with pretty much every single thing Chris has said in this segment.
And how's things going on the text messages with each of your wives right now?
My phone literally just buzzed as you said that.
Yes! Yes!
The hidden thing here is that Chris deemed Pittsburgh-Jacksonville to not be a competitive game, and that's why he went out and did it. That's the editorial decision he made.
And I skipped the worst quarter of football of the year.
And he doesn't want to admit that because he knows if he says it out loud that it's going to get back to Alex and it's going to make his decision to do it seem less courageous and less powerful. But that's the real reason. We know that if that was Steelers-Ravens third quarter and it was like a one-possession game, there's no way he's putting those lights
up. My wife Zero knows, chance. Like Kevin said, he tweeted in, the ability to watch the game as best fits your family needs is the only good thing about 2020. Family first. Good man.
Oh, my
Kevin
God.
Kevin understands it.
What a smaltzy, saccharine, BS thing to say, Kevin.
For every one Kevin, I got 20 Andys that just hopped in my DMs
hey,
and said, Chris Muller, the single cause of 2020 Pittsburgh divorces.
Kevin, be a man and go download BetQL, okay? How about that? Try that on for size.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.